Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it is brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Tribe, after a humongous comeback win last night, winning it in walk-off fashion on the game-winning home run by Carlos Santana, you've preached it all season long when the Indians have been on the other side of the coin that you'll have some of these yourself, and the timing couldn't have been better last night.
Well, you're right about that, Hammy, and you know, it's certainly exhilarating to have a walk-off. You get to see the guys kind of let out some emotion and have some fun, which is great. But it takes away, when you're playing home, it can help alleviate maybe some of the disappointment. You know, if Cody gives up a run on the road like that, we lose. But because it's home, you can kind of, okay, gave up a run, but we came back. Because we say it all the time when we're on the road, you know, you're one pitch away from going home. And that's what happened to the White Sox. Nate Jones is throwing hard, and he was ahead of Carlos 0-2. And fortunately for us, Carlos puts a beautiful swing on it, and we get to go home happy. We've seen it the other way, too. It's just that's part of being the home team.
Well, and part of getting into that position is getting another tremendous starting performance. And you had to have it because Jose Quintana never gives up runs. It doesn't matter if it's the Indians or anybody else. That guy just never gets any run support. But Trevor Bauer was really up to the challenge. And, Terry, this is really now five consecutive starts. This is consistency that I know you've looked for.
That's the big word, Hammy. You hear us talk about it so often. Consistency is such a big word, you know, in our game. And Trevor is backing up starts right now. And that, you're darn right, it gets exciting. I mean, we're looking to be excited. I don't think we're ever looking to see the glass half empty. But he has pitched really well. And, you know, you talk about Quintana, quietly one of the better pitchers in the game. Command is so off the charts, and he's able to pitch in. I mean, you know, the run support he's gotten is unbelievable. He's got like one run in a game in his last eight starts. But it goes to show you, when you pitch well, when you score, they're meaningful runs. I mean, my goodness, there's a lot of nights where if you don't pitch well, the story after the game is, man, Quintana tied you in knots and you guys didn't score enough, as opposed to, you know what, you got a couple and it was enough.
Well, and I know you always look for those little building blocks or maybe that shot in the arm. You know, Jason Kipnis had been scuffling a little bit. Nobody that's left-handed seems to get a hit off Quintana. And to get that kind of a hit, an RBI double to break the tie in the eighth inning, how big is that for Kip?
Well, Hammy, it shows you kind of maybe what I know. You know, the inning starts off with Michael Martinez really having a good at-bat, in my opinion. They were playing him to pull, overshifting him, and you could tell he was trying to shoot the hole. He fouled one off, and then he did. He shot the hole, which was a nice piece of hitting. And Rajay, before he had gone up to bat, said, hey, do you want me to bunt him over? And I said, no. I said, I want you to swing away, and then we'll have Kip bunt. Because like you're referring to, he's so tough on lefties. Well, Rajay strikes out, and Kip laces one in the gap. And because they're playing so far over, you know, which I understand, they play Kip way over in the left field, center field gap. You know, that ball goes all the way to the wall, and Michael scores. So sometimes you think you're going to plan it out, and it doesn't come close to working like you do. I think what it's good is just to have good players.
Well, and now the Indians take on this White Sox ball club tonight. And I know you loved the trade when Kansas City made it, getting James Shields and Wade Davis. And obviously none of us knew that Wade Davis would be the most important part of the puzzle now. But James Shields also got them to that first playoff and World Series. And you saw enough of him when he was with Tampa and you were in Boston.
Yeah, for a number of years, when Tampa, even before they got good, but then as they were getting good, he was one of the mainstays in that staff. And you knew when you were facing him, one, he was going to be out there for about 2.5 hours because he didn't come out of games. He was an innings eater. He had a great changeup. He was thrown in the mid-90s, and he wasn't scared of anybody. And, again, going through the American League East with all those lineups that the Red Sox and the Yankees have, you'd look up and he'd always be in the seventh or eighth inning every time out. And he was one of the better competitors in the league.
Are his numbers indicative of how he's pitching right now, Tito? Has he lost something?
Well, his velocity's down a little bit, certainly, from where it was. In his starts since he's come to the American League, he's pitched behind in the count. Now, it's a small sample size, and he has paid the price. But in his last outing, his last three innings were pretty good. He didn't just forget how to pitch. And again, it'll be interesting to see how he pitches tonight. You know, my hope is he falls behind again. He's a pretty good pitcher. His numbers in San Diego were pretty good, you know, one hit per inning, a strikeout per inning. So it's not like he's completely falling off the mat. He just had two tough starts when he came over here.
Tribe manager Terry Francona, KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for tonight's game. Tribe and Sox on the Indians Radio Network.